Great to have him on. We haven't chatted on Sky Sports Radio for ages. Darren Weary, he's up at Newcastle. Morning to you, Weary.
Hi, Andrew.
Good, mate. How you been? Your team's just going as good as ever.
Oh, things are ticking along not too bad.
Mate, this horse you've brought up to Newcastle, Pakadali, we know watching the runs down in Victoria how strong he is. Have you had this race in mind for a while?
Oh, look, not really. Obviously, we were keen to have a runner up here. We come up yesterday, so we thought he was a nice enough sort of horse, and the owner was very keen to have a go at a group race, so put him in and see where he fits in, I guess.
Yeah, he's a horse that can seemingly do whatever you want him to be, whether he be up on the pace or sitting off it. Is that right?
Yeah, well, when he draws well, he can race on speed, and when he draws a bit tricky, we sort of seem to ride him quiet. And look, he appreciates both ways, really. I would say off a strong tempo would be a better way to ride him.
Yep.
So, had a bit of a look at the track this morning. Looks in great shape. Beautiful, big, spacious track, which will suit him. And, if they run along at a genuine tempo, hopefully he'll be running through the line well.
And is he a horse that, you've had a bit of time for, or is he sort of, with maturity, just gone with this good form at the moment?
Oh, look, he come over through a client who we've trained horses through before. He raced him overseas, and he just said, bring him over and see what you think of him. And we thought he could win a city race, and he's probably done a little bit more than expected. He's kept taking the right steps, and he looks like he can stick a bit. So who knows where he ends up, I guess.
Yeah, I know that, and I've heard you say that often, that sometimes you just got to let the horse run and see how far he can take you in a carnival.
Yeah, well, that's just exactly what we've done with this horse, really. We took a long time to get into the races from when he came over from overseas, but when he was right, we didn't start in a very high-rated race. It was just at Warrnambool over the carnival and just in a benchmark 70. And he was a bit unlucky. He probably should have won. And then he went to Bendigo and won, and then he's just continued to run well since then.
Yeah,
taking the right steps. So it's another big step for him today. Big step for him today. He's thanks to have travelled up well and everything, but he's got to go up another notch today, I would have thought.
Yeah, understand. It is a group race. It's not large in numbers, but there's still a bit of quality there. But, gee, he's been racing well, as hopefully our listeners have seen down in Melbourne for sure. Great to have you here. You were at the function yesterday, were you?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Gary Harley put it on for you, did he?
Yeah, he was very good.
I reckon he would be. Tomorrow, I'm not going to go. We'd be here till 11 o'clock if we went through everything for tomorrow. But if we can just focus in on the features, the Maccabi Diva, Blackheart Bart, Galo Shop, and Humidor. We know them pretty well now. Darren, how do you think the three of them are going?
I think they're all going well, but I can't see them troubling the favourite, to be honest. I think Hartnell's, clearly a class above these, I would have thought. But going forward, I thought Galo Chop and Humidor are going really well for races over further.
Yep.
And Blackheart Bart's just running his normal, honest race as he does, and he's never far away, and he won't be far away again tomorrow, but I couldn't see him beating the favourite.
What about down the straight with Limestone, Darren?
She's only had the one run down the straight, and David and Ash, the owners, were very keen to run her back down the straight. So I had her in last Saturday, and they sort of tossed up and said, why don't we just try down the straight again in a bit stronger race and see where she sort of fits in now. So I thought her first up run was okay. She's certainly come on since then, but probably has to come on a bit more than what she has to be winning this race. But as long as she runs well for going forward for the future.
I understand. You got three in the Bobby Lewis. I guess most attention is on Voodoo Lad, given the way that it did win at Caulfield. Trained on nice for you?
Yep, I didn't think he could win at Caulfield. That's how good a judge I am.
I was going to ask you at the end, can you give us the best for the weekend? Maybe I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't be asking me. The boys at Warrnambool were very keen on him. And I looked at him on the Monday when he galloped, and I just said, he's too fat, this horse, he can't win. And good horses can overcome things, though, I guess. And he looked big in the yard to me, even at the races on the Saturday after having a good gallop on the Monday. And he won accordingly, I guess. He won according to the boys at Warrnambool thought he could win. So he certainly trimmed up and had a good gallop since, and he seems to run well down the straight, so he's in good shape.
And how forward is Lucky Hustler?
He'll need racing, Lucky Hustler.
Yeah, okay.
He's a bit older and had a few problems, but he's been a good horse for the stable, and I don't know whether he'll ever get back to the great level, but he'll be certainly be able to win a nice race for the owners again in the future.
Understand. And the last in that race was Burning Front, who you took to Brisbane. You ran him up there. How's he returning here?
He won't trouble him tomorrow on his work. He needs a couple of runs to get going, and this is probably the strongest race he's taken on first up, so I don't think he'll be troubling him.
Okay, and can we take a lead with Chocolate Holic? Did you have it in a balaclava?
I did have it in a balaclava, and the only reason I didn't go was because of the weather.
Right.
It wasn't because I thought this was a more suitable race. He's not very effective on wet ground, and the rain was supposed to come at Balaclava, but it only got to a slow six, I think, so maybe I should have took him to Balaclava, but that's the only reason he didn't go, because I thought it was going to be wetter than what it was. And we get the right surface tomorrow, because he likes the firmer ground. He ran terrific last start, just the barrier bet him. But he's got that to overcome again tomorrow. He's got a very tricky barrier from barrier 11.
All right. Here we go. The acid pump is right on. Best at Flemington tomorrow?
Best at Flemington tomorrow would be Amelia Star.
Okay, so that's in the last race, 9, number 3. Where are you taking, or where are you hoping to take that horse, Darren?
Go to the Naturalism. Hopefully she runs well on Saturday, and then we'll back up and go to the Naturalism. And she's obviously on a Caulfield Cup path.
Yep.
So a couple of runs so far have been terrific. And from the good get draw tomorrow, she'll land in the right spot and get a chance.
Righto. So that's race 9, number 3. Now, I fully respect that you may not have it in front of you, but is there something at Swan Hill today?
Something at Swan Hill today. There's quite a few runners there.
Yeah.
I would have thought Skilled Hunter race 5 is the best of mine, but they're not that good a bunch, to be honest.
Okay, so we'll respect that. And Skilled Hunter is race 5, number 5. Hey, Weary, I know New South Wales Racing loves to have you. I know Matty Benson there at the club will look after you today. Good luck with Pacadello in the Cup.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Darren. Darren Weir joining us there. Great to have him on. Runners everywhere, and we fully respect that he hasn't got time to go through them either.